From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish government has detained thousands of people, mostly from the armed services, in the wake of Friday's failed military coup that left 300 dead, hundreds more wounded. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, of orchestrating that coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement. The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by Mr. Erdogan's government will top the agenda at today's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Chief.
We have been the first ones to say that in that tragic night that the democratic and legitimate institutions needed to be protected. Today we will say together with the ministers that this obviously doesn't mean that the rule of law and the system of checks and balances in the country does not count. On the contrary, needs to be protected for the sake of the country itself. So we will send a strong message on that.
Meanwhile, thousands of people attended funerals Sunday in Istanbul and Ankara for those killed. Turkey also Sunday reopened its airspace to military aircraft, allowing the U.S.-led coalition to resume air operations against Islamic State militants. Prime Minister of Libya's unity government has appealed for that elusive unity in the embattled North African country. French press agency reporting that Fayez al-Sarraj spoke a day after a UN-hosted meeting on creating a unified army. UN brokered a power-sharing agreement last year to form a government of national accord, but the Sarraj government is still trying to assert its authority. This is VOA News. Process of identifying the victims of a truck attack in Nice, France is continuing. 84 people were killed in the Thursday night assault on Nice's seaside promenade. Just 35 bodies have been identified so far. Mohamed Boulel drove the 19-ton truck at 90 kilometers an hour, mowing down people on a 2-kilometer path. Islamic State claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack. Some say IS is seeking out petty criminals and the mentally ill to be its soldiers. Scott Stewart is a former U.S. State Department official, now with the private security firm Stratfor. He speaks with VOA via Skype.
The idea is to kind of motivate these folks to conduct very simple attacks using things they're capable of using close to where they live.
It remains unclear whether there was any connection between the attacker and the Islamic State. Boulel's family contends he was not religious and did not subscribe to extreme ideologies. A gunman identified as a former Marine who served in Iraq killed three policemen, wounded three others, in the U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday. The suspect, identified as Gavin Long, an African-American, was killed moments later by police. Shootings came 2 weeks after police fatally shot an African-American man in Baton Rouge, sparking a reprisal shooting in Dallas, leaving five white police officers dead. President Obama, speaking on national television, condemned the killings, saying such attacks are happening far too often.
5 days ago, I traveled to Dallas for the memorial service of the officers who were slain there. I said that killer would not be the last person who tries to make us turn on each other, nor will today's killer. It remains up to us to make sure that they fail.
Mr. Obama appealed for less divisive rhetoric and a focus on words and actions that would unite the country.
3, 2, 1. Main engines up and running and lift off of the Falcon 9 to the space station.
The private company SpaceX successfully launched its Dragon capsule and a Falcon rocket today, carrying docking parts which will be used for space taxis to ferry astronauts to the space station. Those taxis will go into test flights next year. One of the biggest days ever in golf, and it happened on Sunday. Sweden's Henrik Stenson has won the British Open. He tied the record low that Phil Mickelson had shot in Thursday's opening round, and in fact on Sunday defeated Mickelson. Stenson becomes the first male golfer from Sweden to win a major championship. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.